This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Hour number two, kicking it off here with more on Gina Haspel. She is the new appointee, and normally I don't pay a lot of attention to what goes on in D.C., but this got my attention today, given that they fired the Secretary of State this morning, apparently, via tweet. And this woman is the person that is replacing the head of the CIA. So they took the head of the CIA, they moved him over to the Secretary of State role,
right?
And they have made big hubbub about it. We're promoting a woman. It's the first woman to ever be a CIA head. And as The Onion points out, we'll get to more real news here from Johnson. You were talking a little bit about her a moment ago. But just to lighten things up slightly, The Onion writes, acknowledging the gender discrimination she faced in her field before receiving President Trump's nomination to become the first female director of the CIA, Career Intelligence Officer Gina Haspel recalled Tuesday having to torture many more prisoners than her male colleagues to prove herself. Quote, for a long time, no one would take me seriously, even though I was abusing twice as many detainees and employing far crueler methods than most of the men I worked with, she said, the current CIA deputy director, adding that her work overseeing the Cat's Eye secret prison in Thailand in the early 2000s proved that she could run an extra-legal black site just as well as any man. Quote, it was really frustrating how I'd have to continually come up with more innovative and brutal ways to torture high-value assets just to receive the slightest bit of recognition from my superiors, whereas the men who held the same position as me could just coast by on the same old sensory deprivation techniques. I mean, I had to waterboard...
Wait a second. I wasn't tuned in right at the beginning of this. Is this from The Onion?
This is The Onion.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But it's funny because it's probably true.
Well, there's probably some truth in it.
Yeah. She says, I mean, I had to waterboard one suspected Al-Qaeda member 83 times in a single month until he lost an eye. You think any of my male coworkers had to do the work, had to work that hard to get ahead? When you're a woman, they never fully appreciate the things you do for them. It doesn't matter how many videotapes of illegal torture you help destroy on the CIA's behalf, unquote. Haspel added that she hoped her promotion would help usher in a new age where there were more women like her in power.
This reminded me of when the feminists got all upset for what was that Alaskan governor's name?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin being the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party. Like, they just couldn't, you know, mostly their shtick is all about, you know, somebody having a pair of X chromosomes and why things are hard for them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But once you find a woman with whom they disagree.
A Republican.
A Republican woman in that case. To Sarah Palin's credit, she disagrees vociferously with almost every plank of the National Organization of Women and those sorts of feminist organizations.
Okay.
They immediately abandon her. Yeah. So it's like, really, it's just an organization of liberal women. Let's stop pretending it's something else.
So anyway, that's a little, that's The Onion there. Now, for those who don't know, The Onion is a satire website. Mm-hmm. But, of course, they are referencing real things in that story. They're referencing the fact that, I mean, the guy that was tortured 83 times with waterboarding in a single month and lost an eye, that's a fact. That actually occurred under her watch at this black prison in Thailand that she was the head of. And in addition, she, as you touched on a moment ago, she also did help destroy some of the evidence. Johnson, you had a piece with more details on Gina Haspel that you were sharing in the last hour. From where was it again?
From Business Insider.
Business Insider. All right. Let's continue that.
Yeah. So continuing on here. So in 2005, Haspel signed a cable ordering the destruction of 92 videotapes of
Zubeda's
Zubeda's
the prisoner
Zubeda's interrogations. A decision that became the subject of a lengthy criminal investigation by the Justice Department that did not result in charges. Haspel
surprise,
also.
Surprise.
Yeah. We don't charge our own.
Their buddies over at the Justice Department decided
that's how this
to
is
not,
done.
We investigated ourselves and we found that we didn't do anything wrong.
That's right.
Well, this is just, it's just not worth pursuing.
Well, we tried to investigate, but the videotapes were all gone, so sorry, we can't do anything. No evidence.
Yeah. Haspel also helped facilitate the extraordinary rendition program in which the U.S. government handed detainees over to foreign officials who detained and tortured them in secret prisons.
Right.
Hundreds of terrorist suspects were tortured and abused by the CIA and Department of Defense in the years following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And while the Bush administration's program, which violated long-standing U.S. and international law, has widely been condemned by both domestically and around the world, no government official has ever been prosecuted for their involvement in it.
Nope, they're all sitting pretty on their pensions.
Yeah. The CIA's current views on torture are unclear. Under Trump, it's not entirely clear where the CIA's leadership stands on the issue of torture. Mm-hmm. Pompeo has said that waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation and techniques do not constitute torture.
Well, why don't they try some on him to see whether or not he thinks they constitute torture?
Yeah, I really
they constituted
like...
torture when the Japanese did them on Americans. I can tell you that.
Better believe it.
Yeah. And he has defended intelligence officials and others who engaged in these practices as heroes and patriots, simply protecting their country. Trump repeatedly expressed his support for torture, including waterboarding on the campaign trail. Would I approve waterboarding? You bet your ass I would.
God.
In a heartbeat, Trump said during a 2016 campaign rally, I would approve more than that. It works.
Now he knows conclusively the torture works. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of evidence out there. It doesn't. It worked on what was the name of the Kiefer Sutherland show? 24.
24.
Yeah. It worked on 24
television show. Yeah.
Look, I think that there
Where's
might be
the bomb. Just tell me where it is. Tell me. It's just the yelling show.
I've never seen it.
There may very well be an instance like. When you've got to get a bomb with a timer on it or something. By the way, there's a lot more bombs with timers on television than there are in real life. But I suppose there might be some instance where, in that circumstance, I might employ some physical convincing of some suspect or whatever. But I trust our law enforcement and military people to make that decision and to take the lumps. When they do it. That's why it needs to be illegal. It needs to be illegal so that it's only employed when it absolutely positively has to be. In World War II, there was a major who actually used enhanced interrogation techniques and then turned himself in afterwards. That's how it should be done.
So you're saying torture should be done? Even though you just argued that it's ineffective.
There may be some instance.
A few minutes ago.
Look, Ian, what I want is for there to be consequences for somebody who employs it. And if they think that that employing it is important enough.
So what you're saying is even if they get useful information, which you've already said they don't typically get from torture, that even if they were to get useful information to find the mystery bomb, for instance, that then the person who did the torturing should also face punishment?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Should they be tortured?
No, they should face punishment.
Yeah.
What kind of punishment?
They are holding the world hostage with a timer bomb.
Why shouldn't that punishment be torture?
I mean, if
you're willing to dole it out, right? You should be willing to receive everything that you gave out.
I think that in that circumstance, you're not the stakes aren't as high, right?
They're going to say the stakes are high every time. I mean, look, this is national security, Mark. They need to torture every single time.
No.
Like, if you're wrong and you tortured someone, why shouldn't you be tortured?
These crybabies won't stand up and do anything for you. Cops won't go into a high school when they're shooting kids in there.
I understand
You that. Think that some cop or some military guy is going to stand up and torture somebody at the pain of going to jail? For you? Come on.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they do it for fun. They do it for kicks.
If your blood runs red, white, and blue, and you believe you've got an instance where you've got some bad guy who knows where a timer bomb is, by God, go ahead and torture him and face the consequences.
I don't care if they're risking going to jail when they're kicking a black guy's teeth in because he's black.
They're not.
They do it for fun.
They're
they
not risking
kicks,
going to
power
jail.
Power
There's
trip.
No consequences going to be coming down on these people, Mark. That's just they're not going to change the system in the way that you're suggesting.
I'm not,
ever.
Oh, what are you suggesting?
Abolish the federal government.
That's
and,
what you're always suggesting.
Secede
it's
from
not
the United
gonna
States.
Happen. They're not going to change the system
Secession
the way you want
is
to.
More
either.
Likely than what you're talking about. Changing D.C. is way more difficult than leaving it, in my opinion. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can
dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can call us through the on-air call-in line chat room on our Discord. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get involved there with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can get your Blink Home security system delivered to you and get 10% off by using coupon code FTL. Yes, the coupon code is finally working over at blinkprotect.com, where you can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of those other wired cameras, because Blink cams are wireless and they're super easy to set up. You just unbox, put the batteries in, those batteries are included, and then set them up wherever you want them around your house. You plug in the hub, that's the one wire in the whole system, just plug the hub into power and set it all up with your Wi-Fi enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone. It really could not get easier. I can't imagine any easier of a setup than what they've got with blinkprotect.com. Again, coupon code FTL gets you 10% off. As we go to your calls and thoughts, if there's more about Ms. Haspel Johnson, you're welcome to share that coming up. But we've got Dave Ridley. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Hello, Dave. You're calling us on Skype.
Hey. So apparently, Officer Pelequin, or maybe he's Lieutenant Pelequin for all I know, from the Keene Police Department, has made an interesting admission on local radio.
Really? Okay.
He says that the, you know, maybe this is an admission in his mind because he thinks of himself as a cop and not a judge. But there is apparently the drug court, he says, is achieving a success rate of 2%.
And that means that 2% of the people who go through drug court are not returning. They're not, you know, having a recidivism problem.
I don't know exactly what he meant by that. I'm assuming that he's talking about recidivism.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he was talking about the like a statewide drug court or if just Cheshire County or whatnot. But it was nice to hear a government official just admit how completely incapable the government is of doing anything about the drug war.
Now, was he being interviewed on the radio or did he call in?
Well, he was a guest, but I don't remember if he was a call-in guest or a sit-in guest.
That's interesting. I wonder why. I mean, he's, like you said, maybe he is advanced in his position, but it's unusual that they would send a lower officer into, maybe he's their public information officer now or something like that. I don't know why they would choose him to go in. I'm not saying that he's a bad choice. I like Tim personally. I know him. But strange. I guess I'm curious to know more about why he was there in the first place.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know that. I don't care that much about that. I just thought the number was interesting.
Okay.
2%. I wonder if that's 2% better than jail does, or, you know.
Not clear.
Yeah.
Not clear on that.
No, I don't think he was saying that. I'm pretty sure he was complaining. And he's like, it's great they're doing something. Everything they do is better than nothing. You throw all, you know, kinds of money at it is better than doing nothing. But their success rate is only 2%.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Dave. Anything else you want to bring out there tonight?
That's it.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I did see, I haven't watched the video yet, but one of your fresh videos up at Ridley Report, you are going at it with apparently security, school security over at the college campus here at Keene State College, where some brazen security officer actually dares to say that in response to one of your questions of, do I have to answer your questions, is that you do. And the officer actually told you that you do have to answer his questions. That was just the little clip at the beginning, and I have yet to hit pause right then, and so I've not finished to see the whole interaction. But how did that go?
Well, you know, eventually, like I said, I think I mentioned this when I called about it before, I did identify myself 3 different times, right, during this whole interaction. Not right during that moment where he's saying that I have to, but you know, I have a name tag on that says RidleyReport.com on it. So if anyone really needs to know, if they're really desperate, this is life and death matter to know who I am and what I'm doing, they can always just type in the URL that they just saw with my name on it.
Presuming they can read, but yes, I imagine most people can.
Well, you know, this guy's demeanor was pretty good. You know, he wasn't. There are different levels of authoritarian behavior, and yeah. his his could have been worse. But it's just, it really plays into this meme that's been going on ever since I was in college, that these colleges are a place where freedom doesn't exist, and even though they're state facilities.
It's absolutely true, and I've encountered that myself over on this college campus, having been removed more than once for engaging in acts of what are supposed to be freedom of speech, handing out flyers, for instance.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult conundrum that the schools have put themselves into by accepting the government money. Nobody here would have a particular problem if some organization didn't want you on their private property.
No, private
but once
property.
That organization accepts government money, then this sort of difficulty of A, taking my money, and B, telling me what I can do on my property, because that's what people would say, is that this is public property, but it's not public property. I mean, like, they're being funded like it's public property, but it's not. It's quasi-private, so they have all kinds of rules. You basically can barely go there. If you want to go and eat in their dining hall, you can do it, but other than that, you better keep your mouth zipped. Your T-shirt better not say anything offensive while you go to that dining hall either.
I've never had that issue, but certainly...
Well,
go ahead.
There was a time, Ian, where you and I were both collectively kicked out of St. Anselm's College Manchester, which is a private college. We were kicked out for trying to film a Federal Reserve official, basically. And I later on was able to ambush interview that guy again, the college official who kicked us out. A year later or something like that, I got him on the radio. I ambushed interviewed him on the radio. And I wanted to know, so you kicked us out. Tell us a little bit about the complete lack of federal or funding. You don't receive any kind of government funding at all, do you? Because otherwise you wouldn't have done that, right? He wouldn't answer the question.
Not a surprise. Dave Ridley, thanks for the service. Oh, go ahead.
So even these private schools, if they're receiving federal money, then you've got a right to be there because you were forced to send your money there.
I totally agree. And Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In the case of one of the bands that happened to me, and I think also Daryl Perry, one of our other co-hosts from the local Keene State College, we got overturned after my attorney, who is a free speech zealot. He's awesome. John Meyer out of Manchester, longtime attorney with the ACLU. He just wrote them a letter, and they dropped the no trespass charge. So they had no basis on which to issue the charge in the first place. But like governments, they will do whatever they want to until they get called out on it. So, no, you can't, ban somebody from the school campus for quietly distributing literature. But yet they've done it before, and they'll do it again. And normally they don't trespass you over it. They'll just remove you from the campus, they'll demand that you leave, and then if you don't, they'll call the police and get a no trespass order issued against you. And again, you've got to have the right political connections or legal connections to try to get that stuff overturned.
What if that, the next time that you happen is that you could say, this has been dropped against me one time already, this time I might sue?
Well, that's the thing, is getting enough, is it really worth suing over is ultimately the question.
I'm not, the threat.
I see what you're saying. The officer involved, they probably don't care either way, because they're not going to lose their job. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk about consent.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Liberty.menu. URLs, website addresses don't get much easier to remember than that. Super easy to remember. Liberty.menu, the site where you can go and get a list and a map of businesses, maybe local to you, or maybe in an area to which you're planning on moving, or going to be temporarily. Which businesses are liberty-friendly? Which businesses are run by people who think like you? People who are libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. Where are those businesses located? You go to liberty.menu to find out. Or if you are a business owner, you can go and add your business to liberty.menu, and it costs you nothing but the time it takes to create the entry. It's very, very simple, easy-to-use site. It looks nice. Go to liberty.menu, and it's free, by the way. So listings cost you, again, nothing. At liberty.menu, there's also listings for events. So there's one for ForkFest coming up here this summer. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. There's also digital content listings available at liberty.menu. So if you're a creator, if you're a business person, if you're an event coordinator, you can put your stuff up there for free. Now, of course, there's upgrades available and, you know, promotionals available for people that want to pay. But again, it's free just to go and put your stuff up there over at liberty.menu. And by the way, it's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. By the way, you can also use code FTL to get a special badge over there at liberty.menu. As we continue here, let's change gears. Instead of talking about how the government is screwing you, let's talk about, Mark, consent being withdrawn from within a sexual act.
Right. This is from Vice, and the headline, I don't know, it's a little more leading than it should be, probably, but it'll grab your attention. Men legally allowed to finish sex even if woman revokes consent. That's North Carolina's law states. North Carolina is the one state where the law explicitly says you cannot revoke consent once it's given. That's not exactly right. A bill that would remove this unacceptable loophole has little traction. Going on here, one May evening in 1977, Beverly Hester was sexually assaulted. According to the summary included in the North Carolina Supreme Court decision, State versus Way, she testified that the perpetrator, Donnie Way, threatened to beat her if she didn't have sex with him. Now, that's not consent, mind you.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Nope.
I mean, would you call that consent?
Yeah, that's coercion.
Okay. If she didn't have sex with him while hanging out at her friend's apartment, when she tried to leave the bedroom, he allegedly slapped her in the face. Sound like consent to you?
No.
All right. Hester went on to tell the court that Way penetrated her, in several spots, forced her to perform, sex acts on him. She had begun having intercourse. She said he began having intercourse with her, though she begged him not to because she was still a virgin, but stopped when she complained of severe stomach pains. Later at the hospital, she told her mother she was raped. Despite her testimony, the jury appeared to be swayed by the defense's argument that Hester initially agreed to have sex with Way. During deliberations, I don't know.
What?
Not the way I read it.
Okay.
They returned to ask the judge whether consent can be withdrawn. The judge noted that it could, especially in cases where intercourse had turned violent and thus no longer was consensual.
Right.
Way was convicted of second-degree rape. The state Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the lower court's interpretation of withdrawn consent. If the actual penetration is accomplished with the woman's consent, and it doesn't seem like it was in this particular circumstance. Mm. Are you playing, like, dueling banjos?
Yeah.
Great. The accused is not guilty of rape, although he may be guilty of another crime because of his subsequent actions. Now, note they're using the masculine here, his subsequent actions.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking generally or specifically in this circumstance? I'm not 100% sure. So as a result, for the past 38 years, women in North Carolina, like 19-year-old Alaya Palmer, who allegedly agreed to have sex with a man at a party but changed her mind when he got violent, have been unable to legally revoke consent after sexual intercourse.
That's crazy.
Begins. It's really stupid, Palmer recently told the Fayetteville Observer. If you tell you no and you keep going, that's rape.
That's rape.
I wonder, like, what's the time frame, though? Like, you can't just call, no touchbacks, and then, like, immediately it becomes rape, right? Like, there has to be some kind of reasonable withdrawal period to sort of understand the statement as it was made.
You mean, like, less than a second?
Was that a pun that you where you were going for there?
Withdrawal period?
Reasonable withdrawal period.
Well, it is a withdrawal period.
Yeah.
You may or may not, like, things get going. You may not entirely understand what this person's trying to communicate to you, right?
If she says stop, then I'm pretty sure that's clear. You know, like,
Maybe you're just thinking about how you have sex.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people have sex in lots of different fashions. There's noise.
Sure, there's people who are into kinky, like, violent stuff, and they have safe words and all that, generally. So if she uses a safe word, then that means it's time to stop in that particular case. If you aren't into kinky, violent sex or whatever, and for whatever reason she or he decides that they don't want to continue and they tell you to stop, then you stop. Unless you, for whatever reason, are deaf and can't read lips or something like that. I mean, for the average person, unless there's, pounding music and you can't hear it or something, there are other ways to communicate, hey, stop, even if the person cannot hear you.
I would like to in defense of the new North Carolina law here, the Supreme Court was very clear that there are other crimes that can be, perpetrated. Even if the withdrawal doesn't occur. So, for instance, if a let's use the man and the woman as they were doing. If the man is holding on to a woman, you have false imprisonment, kidnapping, or some there sort of, like, if she's not letting her get away.
Yeah.
So you can communicate besides just saying stop and laying there and waiting for somebody to do things as you order.
You can push back.
You can push
the person.
Like, you can push away. Right. You can get away. You can do. Yeah. If you knew jiu-jitsu, you'd have an arm bar on him in about 6 seconds. Okay. But you've already got him in closed guard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of things you can do in that circumstance. And I'll tell you, I have rolled with plenty of women at jiu-jitsu classes, and they do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a martial art for strong people. So
yeah, I would agree that a person who wants another person who's in the middle of a sex act to stop the sex act should employ as many ways of communicating that to that person as possible.
Yes.
Saying
I just saw
stop,
a lot of shock surrounding this article, which meant to me that people, A, didn't read it, and, B, are not empowering women very much.
To me, this applies to anybody that wants a sex act to be stopped on them. There can also be a man who would like a sex act to be stopped in the midst of it as
well. This article is very clear. It never uses the feminine, not as the perpetrator. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know what – I didn't read the New Jersey law. Don't really –
New Jersey?
North Carolina law.
Okay.
Don't really care about it. but I would say that
– Well, it's crazy. It's a crazy law.
Yeah.
It's the only state that says that – it's okay to finish a sex act, even though in the middle of it,
some
somebody withdraws consent.
Some states legal rape. I mean, essentially, is what they.
Yeah.
Some states give you a period of time for it to cease.
Do they?
Yeah. So there's a there's a period of time given. In one case, Daryl said it was 15 seconds. Okay, that sounds interesting. At least there's a period of time for me to sort of grok what's said before I become a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because rape is about the ugliest word you can use against somebody at this point.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, stop, you're a rapist, ha-ha, right? Like, that's kind of how it sounds
to me.
Well,
the reality is, in that situation, there is not going to likely be video evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's going to be one person's word against the other person's word. And so the amount of seconds is irrelevant.
There's also, 15 seconds is a lot can happen. Like, what if you're, like, this girl in this particular situation is a virgin, right?
Mm.
And what if during that 15 seconds after she says no is when he decides to put it in and then stop? Within that 15 seconds.
That would be escalating the sex act. This was talking about penetration specifically. So if penetration had not yet occurred, then that guy went from no to rape.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world.
Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, anyplace, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. And we've also got Skype. You may Skype in tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. And finally, you can also join our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is where our on-air call-in line room is, which will almost make you sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, as long as you've got a decent mic on your end. So check that out at discord.lrn.fm. Actually, there was a request that I make a new channel for the Discord yesterday, and I did that a couple days ago. It's the Forkfest channel. So for those of you that wanted to discuss Forkfest on Discord, we now have two Forkfest channels, one for voice, one for text, on the LRN.FM Discord, which is where the Free Talk Live channel is. And there are people in there right now in the Free Talk Live channel chatting about various different things. And there are other channels on there, like a channel about gaming or cryptocurrency or New Hampshire in general. There's also a channel for news stories and show prep suggestions. So if you don't want to suggest them on the front page of our website, as not everybody wants to, because you have to have a Reddit account for that, you can just go into our Discord and drop in show prep in the show prep channel. So check that out. It's all over at discord.lrn.fm. WLRN.fm. Hundreds of people have signed up for the Discord, making it one of the most popular libertarian Discords out there. I've heard it's the most popular, but I don't know, you know. I don't know what the other ones are, so I don't have any ability to compare those things. But please check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. There are apps for your phone. There are apps for Linux and Windows and Macintosh, and there's even a web version that you can go. You don't even have to download an app if you want to try it out. discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones where we've got Max watching us on our Twitch live stream over at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Max. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, all right. Well, my question is a pretty general one at that, but I was just wondering if you felt that we would have a better chance at this point, being people of libertarian ideology, advancing the ideals of freedom and libertarianism through the Republican Party at this point, since we've been seeing people like Austin Peterson and such going that route recently.
Well, no. First of all, Austin, well, Mark, you're saying that as a Republican?
I'm a Republican, yeah. Nothing can be really done on the national level. Really, what has to happen is the United States government has to finally come crashing down the giant weight of debt. It'll be 40. If the pattern continues, it should be $40 trillion by the time Trump leaves office, if he's in for 8 years. I don't see how anybody is going to, any one person, any five people, any 15 representatives are possibly going to get in there and really change anything. Are we really going to get a situation where we've got 51 libertarian senators and 220 libertarian representatives and a libertarian president? I mean, I mean, it just seems like such a pipe dream. The juicy plum of power seems so, so attractive that there's no possible way we could ever do anything on a national level.
The libertarians don't have enough influence at all. They can't even take their own party back over. The Republicans have infiltrated the Libertarian Party over the last couple of decades, and they've had a great level of success, having nominated former Republican Gary Johnson to their presidential ticket, two presidential tickets in a row. And prior to that, it was Bob Barr, who was, again, another former Republican. Again,
Gary Johnson was a sight better than Bob Barr. He was certainly
not that much.
Less likely to use the military in a adventurous fashion.
Whatever. Bob Barr, they're not libertarians, whereas the Libertarian Party
they were
used
libertarians.
To run. No, they aren't. They're not libertarians. They're not principled. They didn't talk about the non-aggression principle. The Libertarian Party is based on the non-aggression principle. It's a statement you have to sign. I know that you might not have ever joined the Libertarian Party, Mark.
I did join the Libertarian Party, but I think that
the statement of principles.
Statements here really have nothing to do with the question that is at hand.
No.
We're not going to get, nobody's going to get into office and demolish and destroy the United States government.
That's not what he was talking about. He was talking about taking over the Republican Party, and I'm saying the Libertarians can't even take their own party back from the Republicans who have taken it over. Sorry, Johnson, go ahead.
Do you still have to sign that statement?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. When libertarians move to New Hampshire, they actually pick up and invest in their lives to move to New Hampshire. They appear to be just as likely to spend their time eviscerating their own as they do attempting to do anything to shrink the size of the state.
Well, now, in New Hampshire, the libertarians are doing a pretty good job of taking over the Republican Party, from what I understand.
Well, they haven't.
Isn't that true?
There are a lot of Republicans that are libertarians. I mean,
right.
But at this point, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has endorsed about 20% of both Republicans, Democrats, people in the House as liberty oriented, and that's just nominal libertarians, not your version of libertarian, Ian. These are nominal libertarians.
Yeah, there's probably a couple dozen actual libertarians in the state House running as Republicans.
But that
and
doesn't
Democrats.
Mean that they will necessarily do as you would have them do. That's the thing. Even if you get a principled libertarian in office,
they're still playing politics.
They still have to play politics.
They don't have to, but they do because they're afraid of losing their seats, et cetera, et cetera.
Just because they don't vote the way you want them to vote, it doesn't mean they're playing politics.
They also don't propose true libertarian legislation either. So they don't take the opportunity that they have, which is to propose legislation
some do,
and do
sometimes.
Things like... and do things like, you know, propose to abolish the entire war on drugs. No one has ever done that who's been elected in the New Hampshire State House, unfortunately. So we've still got a little ways to go here. But my point was that on the national scale, the libertarians are completely ineffective, can't even take their own party back. There's no way they're going to take over the Republican Party. And you cited a guy named Austin Peterson. As I understand it, that guy was a Republican who joined the Libertarians, made an unsuccessful run at trying to get the nomination for Libertarian for president, and then subsequently rejoined the Republicans. So that guy's not a Libertarian either. Go ahead, Max.
Well, he was a Republican at first, like in his own world, but he never ran under a Republican position. And I was really just using him as an example, but like, my idea, at least, would be that we would already use an encampment like such as the Freedom Caucus or something like that, that we already have within the Republican Party, and build and expand off of that. And maybe even if we would start a movement in what's left of the party, of the Libertarian Party, that is, to go and instead of going and supporting candidates that will fail anyway, and that we will just support candidates that could actually have a chance of winning in the Republican race.
Here's my advice to you. Work hard, get rich, leave the United States.
Why?
Because you're not going to do it.
I think I might just take that advice.
Because it's a waste of time to fight these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are professional politicians that get paid to stick it in your face over and over again. And they have an army of professional bureaucrats that are paid to tell you to stick it in your face.
So you're giving up. You're basically throwing in the towel. You're saying, you know what, forget about it. Who cares about human freedom? I just care about my freedom. I'm going to go run off halfway across the
world. How can I possibly defend someone's freedom who doesn't want it?
Not everybody wants freedom. You're right about that.
How
but there
I
are people
it?
Who do want
That's
freedom.
True. They don't want it badly enough to come up with a cohesive plan.
Well, we have a plan. Move to New Hampshire.
That's your plan.
And,
I've moved to New Hampshire. Yeah. I've been betrayed by the libertarians who have. My show is banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and banned from Liberty Forum. Exactly what do you want me to do for freedom?
Apparently, whatever you're called to do, which sounds like not much.
Sounds
like you want to cut and run.
It's been 10. How many years do I have to give to see whether or not something's working?
I think it's working. I mean, it's clearly working. There are thousands of libertarians who've moved to New Hampshire. We've got libertarians in office, as you already cited earlier tonight, and that's something that libertarians elsewhere are not successful at doing. So we've already had a foot in the door.
If I can achieve freedom more quickly by leaving the United States.
Freedom for you, you mean?
Whose freedom am I talking about here?
Sounds like just you. Go ahead, Johnson.
Not me and my family.
This is the biggest debate, because the whole point of freedom, in my mind, too, is my freedom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, sure.
You know, and the only reason why I would be part of something like a group effort towards freedom is to maximize that freedom. And
through
if I don't,
the efforts of others.
Yeah, through the efforts of others and through, you know, like combined and you know, having it be a greater possible effect. So I've definitely had the thoughts in my head of if it's not working after a certain amount of time, well, then I'm going to take my own route. You know, I can absolutely understand that mentality because I'm not in this for altruism. You know, I'm not in it for
me. I don't like seeing other people get hurt, so I don't like standing by, even though I'm not the one who's you know, being hurt. I want to do something about that. So if that's altruistic, then okay, fine. But for me, it's also the idea of I want to live in a peaceful place where innocent people aren't being harmed. And I get it.
You
I don't blame somebody
the United
for wanting
States
to leave
and stop having your tax money, which you do have to pay, used to bomb weddings around the world.
Yeah.
You can stop executions. Most governments around the world aren't killing people.
Thank you, Max.
Certainly
for the
not
call
the level
tonight.
The U.S. is.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I don't begrudge anybody who wants to leave, cut and run, and go hide. By all means, if that's how you want to live your life, then that's your prerogative. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.